Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, are you ready to do today's episode?
Yeah, just 1 minute. Hold on, Jim. I have to go tell her who those guys in the living room are.
Okay, Patrick, we're at the end of another week, or I guess this is the first full week of favorite series. Mm-hmm. So it's going great. Don't you think it's going great?
I think it's going awesome. You know, one thing I've been thinking about as we go through all these great picks is I'm really going to be looking forward to the eventual playlist when we put all those together. I mean, that's a really handy thing. And if you want to stay up and know when that's ready, all you got to do is go to suburbspod.com, our website, and click on the newsletter link. And just give us an email address, and we will send you every Friday kind of our little journal of what's been happening and what's coming up. And we always have a playlist of the week there, so you get a free playlist.
Yeah, it's great. And you're right. I was thinking about the playlist, too, and how awesome that's going to be. And then that led me to another thought, which is that I really should be taking notes on these things. So I'll have to go back and review the tape to make sure we put the playlist together with the songs people pick. But anyway, okay, why don't we here on Rockin' the Suburbs, I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
Why don't we just get right to it today?
Sounds good.
No need to waste any more time. It's people's favorite songs and or albums of 2020. That's it. That's the whole series of shows here. Caller number one.
Hey, Jim and Patrick and interns. Hello, it's Kurt Gallagher phoning in from the suburbs of New York City, thanking you all for putting on a great show every morning and helping us get through the year of 2020 with an interesting 20 minutes or so every morning, chatting about music and keeping us up to date on all the new stuff and reminding us how great some of the old stuff is. Thanks again, everybody involved in the show. It's really a pleasure to listen every weekday morning. I totally appreciate the work that you all do. I wanted to file my choice for album of the year for 2020. It was actually the last live show I saw of the year on February 21st, 2020. I went to Brooklyn Steel to see Theo Katzman. I first heard of Theo Katzman as a member of Volfpeck. He's a drummer and a singer and guitar player, but on his solo album, he just sings and plays guitar. He's an amazing singer. Reminds me of sort of, I don't know, Michael Jackson or George Michael in the way that he sings really high in his falsetto voice all the time, but his lyrics are a lot more grown up than the other two artists I just mentioned. The songwriting is really fabulous on this album. I didn't know how much I liked it until I listened to it mainly after the show I saw. There were a couple songs that stuck out to me during the show, but I'd only heard the album a few times before the show. I knew I wanted to see it because he was so great in Volfpeck, and I saw him at the sold-out Volfpeck show at Madison Square Garden last year, earlier in the year. Actually, that was in 2019. But I got tickets for the February 2020 show, and then I got into the album so much after the show. It's one of those albums where it doesn't really hit you at first. You have to stick with it. And the more you listen to it, the more you love it. I think one of my favorite songs on the album is called Best. Just check out how they capture the feeling of funk without any horns. It's just the bass, the piano, guitar, vocals, and drums, and it's just such a funky song. It's mellow and funky. Just one of my favorite songs of the year, so Best. And also check out the lyrics to a song called I Don't Want to Be a Billionaire. All the lyrics on the album are great. The singing is just totally amazing. All the musicianship is really good. He uses the keyboard player from Dawes. He was also there the night that I saw him live. And they had the second guitar player from Dawes in the band for the live show, too. I don't know. I assume he's also on the record. But the album is called Modern Johnny Sings Songs in the Age of Vibe. I do not like the title of the album. I don't even like saying the title of the album, but listening to the album is something that I enjoy very much, and I highly recommend Theo Katzmann, Modern Johnny Sings, Songs in the Age of Vibe. That is my album of the year for the year 2020, Good Riddance 2020. One of my favorite songs of the year was Dan Reeder's song, Nobody Wants to Be You, from his album, Every Which Way. It was also the title track of an EP that he put out on the streaming services before the release of the full album. He is an acquired taste. He's very quirky. He reminds me a lot of John Prine. He's really into Bach. If you listen to all his albums, you'll see a lot of tributes to Bach. And he makes all of his instruments. He plays homemade instruments, and he builds all of his recording devices. He's a really interesting character. He's been on Oh Boy Records, John Prine's record company, since he started putting out albums 15 years ago or so. But I like Dan Reeder a lot and took a deep dive into all of his work earlier this year, and it kept me busy through some dark times. And I really appreciate it because he's definitely got a good sense of humor. And that song, Nobody Wants to Be You, the one I like the best, is kind of a mystery. It's sort of a novel. It's sort of a movie. But I've listened to it 100 times, and the song is still a mystery to me, and I love it. It's got really funny lyrics. And I don't know exactly what's happening in the story, but it's what he leaves out that makes it so interesting. So I'm going to wrap up right now, just checking in with my favorites for the year and looking forward to the mix CD. And thanks again to everything that you guys do to put together this podcast. It's really been a pleasure to be part of the community and to listen every morning. And just keep rocking the suburbs, and I'll be listening every day. Thanks a lot, everybody. Take care.
All right.
Wow, thanks, that was Kurt. Wonderful. Yeah, beautiful. Covering all the angles and giving us the inside scoop on two artists I'm hardly familiar with at all. So that's a double win. And man, right back at you, Kurt. It's so great to have you as part of our community. He's just been an integral part of making this year a little more bearable for all of us in this community. So thanks, Kurt, for your spirit, and of course your wonderful guitar playing and singing. Really, really amazing.
Yeah, Kurt was one of the first to really embrace our Friday Night Hootenanny series.
Absolutely.
And was a key player, and was the first to figure out how to collaborate, remotely with other performers, right? So that was really
absolutely
cool. So
and backed up just about everybody that would have him.
I know.
It's great. Yeah.
He's like our house band leader.
I know. It was fabulous. Wonderful. Fabulous stuff.
Okay. So that's Kurt Gallagher. And these are two really interesting selections. So let's start here with Theo Katzmann, the very wordy album title, Modern Johnny Sings, Songs in the Age of Vibe. And the song that Kurt wanted us to hear is called Best.
That words can't hurt, you must have never had a dictionary drop down on their head. From a distance, the last I checked, that'd knock you dead. And I'm impressed, 'cause based on the available context, well, I don't think you were speaking in jest. Think you meant it, because you signed it, and then you sent it. Oh, oh, you could have told me to get lost, wouldn't have hurt me so bad. You could have told me to f*** off, I would have probably just laughed. But for all the days we spent together, and all the ways you could end a letter, I would have thought you'd pick something better, but instead you chose best. Well, I confess, if this was just some ruthless kind of test to see if I'd get uselessly obsessed, well, then you nailed it, because you passed it, and I failed it. Oh, oh, oh.
right. That, I didn't know what to expect on that. And I'm still not sure what to say about that exactly.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it, but it was like, it seemed so like out of left field. I don't know.
And, you know, Kurt's comments about the vocal style, too. I totally get that. I mean, there's also a little bit of George Michael's Faith in there.
I thought so, too. As soon as as soon as it started, I was like, I get the comparison. Yeah, for
totally,
sure.
Totally. And yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Very, very cool. And, you know, I don't know a ton about Wolfpack, except for just, you know, doing some basic top level looking here about Theo Katzman, too. But I see that Wolfpack formed in the town where I was born, Ann Arbor, Michigan. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thought I'd get that in there.
All right. okay, now Kurt's song of the year is by Dan Reeder.
Yep.
And it's called Nobody Wants to Be You.
You're going to have to tell her where the money went. Why you can't pay the rent, why you have to move. You're gonna have to tell her what happened to the car and who those guys are in the living room. Oh, 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 nobody wants to be you. And who's that girl who's been hanging around, the one in the white tube tattoos? Why she showing everybody her ultrasound? And what does that have to do with you? Oh, 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 nobody wants to be you. Did you really think you could just move away? How dumb are you anyhow? You know those guys have their guys everywhere. They're probably watching us right now. You're gonna have to tell her where the money went. Why you can't.
All right.
Great
Dan
lyrics.
Reeder.
yeah, I love those lyrics. I definitely gotta get into that tune. That was right up my alley. I loved it.
Fantastic.
Yeah. You're gonna have to tell her who those guys are in the living room. Oh, beautiful.
That's fantastic. So thank you very much, Kurt. Loved it.
Yeah, thank you, Kurt.
All right, let's move on to caller number two today.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. It's Craig Rosen calling from beautiful Porter Ranch, California, in the suburbs of Los Angeles. Hello, pod people and interns. 2020, it's almost over. It's New Year's Eve day, and I thought I would call in with my pick for the best album of the year 2020, and it is, drumroll please, Beat Poetry for Survivalists by Luke Haynes and Peter Buck. Of course, anyone that knows me knows I'm a big REM fan, but this, you know, Pete Buck is sort of the entry point here. You know, of course, he did the music, and Scott McCoy and Linda Pittman backed him up. But it's Luke Haynes is mostly about what this record is about, I would say. And if you don't know him, he was the singer of the Auteurs, a band from the 90s that was kind of overlooked, but they were great. He's got a wicked sense of humor and sort of this unique sort of a sing speak voice kind of I don't know. When I interviewed Peter Buck to talk about the record, I said, you know, Luke to me sort of falls in between Richard Butler of the Psychedelic Furs and Robin Hitchcock. He's got that sort of gruff vocal and a wicked sense of humor, bizarre sense of humor. But this record came out pre-pandemic, and it has this sort of apocalypse theme that seemed perfect for the year. And just got, just like the song titles alone, The Last of the Bigfoot Hunters and Apocalypse Beach, Andy Warhol Was Not Kind, French Glam Man Band, Ugly Dude Blues, and Rock and Roll Ambulance. There are others there too, and just got great sense of humor, great name dropping and just got a really cool vibe to it. So definitely check that out. Do I have anything else to say? I don't think so. Don't want to pull an Echo Park Jimmy here. Great listening to you guys and everyone else. Enjoy being part of the community. Rock on. 2021 has to be better. At least I hope so. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Now hang on a second, Patrick, because
okay.
Craig did call back.
Oh, he did.
He did.
I said I was going to pull an EPJ and I lied. Craig Rosen here again. I realized I left something out. And an important part of the story is how Peter Buck and Luke Haynes met. According to Peter, they met when Peter ordered via the web one of Luke's paintings. Luke is also an artist, and it was a painting of Lou Reed. So after Peter purchased that record, the painting of Lou Reed, they started in pen pal relationship and eventually started swapping song files, and that's how the album came about. All right, now I'm out of here. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, thanks, Craig, for that.
Awesome.
Wonderful. All right. I was not aware of this album.
I had no idea it existed. Yeah.
I will say, I got to give big props to Peter Buck. He has been putting out a lot of material lately in different,
yeah,
you know, little groups that he's,
yeah,
been involved,
yeah, it's
with.
Cool.
And it's really been something. And I'm going to show you here on the screen here, Patrick, you can see the album. I mean, Craig mentioned a few of the, mm-hmm, you know, the interesting song titles, but I don't,
yeah,
think he really picked one necessary to play. So we should pick one here.
Definitely.
Anything, you know, stand out to you?
I mean, I'm tempted to, you know, go for something that would really relate to me and listen to Ugly Dude Blues. But I think maybe Andy Warhol Was Not Kind is a very,
okay,
intriguing one to me.
Oh, is it? That is intriguing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's hear that.
Visionary, the fallen angel makes his mark on visionary, visionary, falling into Finsbury Park. Calling out to occupants of interplanetary craft, brother, sister, Richard Caron, Andy Warhol was not kind. Brother number one's in clover, brother number two's alright. I've drunk so much that now I'm sober. Andy Warhol was not kind. Apotheosis, apotheosis, apotheosis. Come in love, perestroika, perestroika. We come in peace from Finsbury Park.
All right, I enjoyed that quite a bit. I'm,
yeah,
not picking
too
up any REM vibe,
no,
from it at all, but that's not a bad thing, right?
No, so, no. And you know, as I was listening to that, I something popped into my mind that I read a long time ago when I was first really getting into REM back in the 80s, and I always remembered it, and it was an interview with Peter Buck, and he said something along the lines of, like, I personally listen to Sonic Youth all the time, but we don't sound anything like Sonic,
right,
Youth. You
good
know,
point.
That always stuck with me as being a really cool thing to say and really interesting. Yeah.
Very good point. In fact, you might actually hear some Sonic Youth more in this.
Yeah.
Kind of thing,
there,
right?
You go.
So, exactly.
Yeah. And thanks to Craig, of course, for being a great person, valuable member of our community and a long time friend and listener. I just love it that he can say something like, and when I interviewed Peter Buck,
of course.
You know, he's a well-known writer and,
yeah,
and has written many books and all kinds of great stuff, so go find his work.
Yes, he's a very accomplished music journalist. So
absolutely,
I don't know why he hangs out with us, but but he does. So we're either, happy for it. Okay,
yeah, we are.
Because we get contributions like this, and that's,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
A wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, one more caller today.
Great,
and here we go.
Hey there, my name is Tom in Oklahoma City, and one album that I really liked this year, 2020, was Mountain Goats Getting Into Knives. It's actually the second album they put out in 2020, but the guy from Mountain Goats, John O'Neill, it's like he's making up for all the years he spent doing really lo-fi things by just going to the studio with session musicians and just throwing everything at it. And so Mountain Goats are often known more for the lyrics, but this is the album that's very strong in the musicality, very strong on, frankly, the first Mountain Goats album, I really haven't been clear on what it's about. A lot of his albums are kind of concept albums, one way or another. This one is just, it's all there sonically. It's a new direction for him. He's been around a long time. It's nice to see somebody like that, growing and going to new stuff. And in particular, the song Bell Swamp Connection is outstanding. It's creepy. It's strange. Don't know what it's about. Sounds great. All right. Mountain Goats Getting to Knives, 2020.
All right. Good to hear from a new caller, Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Awesome,
Tom,
man.
From Oklahoma City.
Yeah. How about that? Love it. OKC. That's fantastic. Now, I got to tell you, Jim, it's great to hear from a new caller. Great to hear from Tom. You know, we have sort of peripherally touched on the Mountain Goats,
mm-hmm.
But not, I know there are really, really dedicated fans out there, like people that are just completely into the band. And we should do, I don't know, if anyone out there would like to lead us through a primer at some point, this year, let us know, because it would probably be helpful for me and everybody, who may only have a sort of a cursory understanding of their vast catalog. But, they're super, everything I've heard is always super great. And
same here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you. Like, I've heard a fair amount of their music, and I've always really loved it, but I haven't really gone deep into the band. But
right.
I think they're like the definition of a cult band,
Yeah, and
they
I feel like, I listen
to passionate fans, right?
Right, right. And I feel like I listen to certain songs, like you said, and you're into them, but then you're like, what else could be out there that I don't know where it is,
yeah.
I'm intimidated to try to go through every single album or something. But yeah, if there's an expert out there or a passionate fan, let us know. Maybe it's Tom. Who knows?
Okay. So the song on Getting Into Knives that we want to hear is Bell Swamp Connection.
Toward the tail end of the age, it's almost finished. Where the highway starts to crack and nobody fixes it. I was wandering through an undeveloped track out near the ocean. 100 acres, we will build a suit. See what there is to see before it's gone. Somebody's always just about to put some kind of awful plan in motion. Eastern red cedars and the pine. Suddenly an elevated stone slab in what must have been a clearing once. Try to recognize the signals and the signposts, but my curiosity will likely always get the best of me. It's like that one thing my dad kept trying to tell me as the twilight.
All right, that is something, man.
Wonderful.
You don't want to stop that.
Yeah, that was really nice. I love the way it kind of oozed in, and then began to develop and take shape. That's really cool. Yeah, definitely a different direction from at least the stuff I'm familiar with. So obviously anchored by that distinctive voice, but yeah, I mean, that's another one, kind of like Malcolmist that we were talking about, where he's just got that heartbeat of, John in there, and it stays with everything he does. Yeah,
mm-hmm. I agree. Now, the other thing about John Darnielle that is, I think, it's part of the reason why people are so attracted to his music is he writes these really personal songs too.
Oh, yeah.
And oftentimes they're like story songs, but they're not story songs in that sort of country music way as much as they're just little sort of glimpses into events in his, I presume, yep, in his life, or at least in the protagonist of the song's life, you know, whatever. It's really well done. It's really well done, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, totally, totally well said, Jim. And those phrases, you know, as soon as I hear the Mountain Goats, the phrase St. Joseph's Baby Aspirin comes into my mind, like from that one song. Right. And yeah, he does that really well. And thanks very much, Tom. And since we're at the end of the week, speaking of getting into knives, let me tell a very quick knife story. Years and years ago, before I met my wife, I actually met her at this job, but I used to work in the mailroom of an association. And, you know, like the mail boy is the guy that pushes the cart with the mail in it. Every morning I would take the mail around, and every afternoon I'd go back around and pick up what had to go out. But in this one section of the association, there's pretty big, like 400 or 500 people. There were these two, you know, sort of admin assistant people, one named Kim and one named Tracy. And they were, you know, it's like their first job, you know, entry level job. I mean, we were all like 22, 23, something like that. And anyway, they would always give me a big smile every day and say hello, you know, and we were kind of friends. And then one day I came down with the mail, and Kim, you know, very prim and proper, nice girl, had a really sad look on her face. And I was like, what's wrong? Like, what happened? And she's like, my car got broken into, and, you know, a lot of stuff got stolen. And I'm like, oh, that's a bummer. Like, did you lose your tape deck or, you know, whatever? And she's like, well, I'm not worried about that. My knife collection was in the trunk.
Oh, no.
Like, wait a minute. This is the last person that would have a knife collection. You know what I mean? So it's like, what kind of dark side do you have? Anyway, that's my knife story.
That's really not a sentence you necessarily want to hear, right?
No.
For a couple of reasons, probably. It's like that she had it and then it got stolen.
Yeah. So, why was it in the trunk?
Yeah. So, okay. All right. That's a good way to end the week.
Yeah. That's silly.
Let's move on. So, next week we have more listener calls. I expect.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So, you're not going to want to miss that. And, eventually, we'll get to where the interns will also have their picks for the best of 2020, and then we'll make a couple picks as well toward the end of the month. Okay? All right.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, let's get out of here. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys later.
Is anybody there?
Jack, 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 a drunken journey in the bad moon glow. Jack Parsons, well hung by a dipso lamy in the Pasadena moon of the Parsons' nose. We got Al Roan in the OTO. Can you tell your wife to take off her clothes? We'll have a fumble in the hedgerow, baby. You see, rocket fuel makes me horny. Terra firma kinda bores me. I wanna be up there with the angels. I wanna fall back down to earth with the angels. Jack Parsons went to the stars on a firework and a prayer. Jack Parsons walked on Mars and he let go.
That's a knife. That's a knife.